strike action gets results. Adrian O'Malley, Unison Branch Secretary, Mid Yorkshire Health Personal Capacity. The threat of 24-hour strike action by 50 biomedical scientists has forced a clamp down by Mid Yorkshire Hospitals NHS Trust. Unite members had already been out on 4 and 12-hour strikes, and were going to be joined by 8 Unison members for a further strike in a dispute over staff shortages and protection payments. The Trust had reneged on a deal to pay 2 years' protection for losses in pay during the introduction of a new rota to replace the existing on-call system. After failing to negotiate a new rota, they attempted to impose a new rota by dismissing and re-engaging the staff on a new rota which had inadequate staffing levels and relied on excessive amounts of overtime. During last-minute talks, the Trust agreed to back pay the protection payments by 15 months and meet with staff to discuss and agree a new rota. If a new rota cannot be agreed locally, they have agreed that outside experts will be brought in, and if extra staff are needed, they will be bound by their findings. This is a massive change in the Trust's position, which would not have been achieved without the threat of strike action by the staff. It is also worth noting that both strike ballots by Unite and Unison achieved the 50% yes votes needed for strike action to be taken under the Tories' new anti-strike laws. It shows that whatever obstacles they put in our way, a determined workforce that is prepared to take action can get results. The workers have suspended their action while discussions over the staffing take place. A separate ballot of around 20 medical laboratory assistants belonging to Unison over the same issue starts today. The Trust has been made very clear that, if progress is not made in introducing safe staffing levels, then the rolling program of strikes will continue.